T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Give it to the wild orchid.
Like Luke was in there.
That's when Robert Kraft got into the car. Give me to the wild orchid. Hey, let's get Omar Kelly. Let's get the proper introduction for Omar Kelly. Omar Kelly. From the Sun Sentinel. Covers the fins. Just got married. I'll be playing that 7 years into his wedding. I don't care. It's too good. Let's go to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Omar Kelly covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel. What's up, O?
Not much. How you fellas doing?
We're doing all right. Are you brought into duty on this Robert Kraft story? Like, do you get a call from your editor, or I guess you have the radar yourself? Like, is this AFC East newsworthy?
Well, it's not. This is South Florida newsworthy.
Yeah,
because it's tied into a string of busts that they were doing in the massage parlor, the happy ending spot. So this is a news side story. I'm not brought into it. But you know, God bless him for, you know, living his life and still getting it up. But obviously, I don't even know, you know, what the code word is. I'm sure they got video, so it'll be interesting to see what's going on there. Once they got video of it, you got to take a guilty plea, right?
He has adamantly denied it.
That ain't me.
Wow. Okay. Well, one thing I know, if the guy who goes in there got some fresh Air Force One, yes, you, Robert.
Some Monarchs. Monarchs.
If everybody thinks they got some fly sneakers, Robert Kraft now, oh man, does he have some custom fly sneakers from Air Force One? Customs, those things are fire, and I've never seen him wear two or duplicate them.
Oh, does anything, because you can talk, if he lies, if he doesn't lie, like the humiliation's already there. Does this affect the team in any way? It will affect the Patriots in any way that benefits the Dolphins?
I think he's probably going to be facing at least a 4-game suspension. If a player got arrested for the same thing, he's going to have to face a 4-game suspension. Robert Kraft is going to have to probably face, well, actually, you know what, player probably would, nah, four sounds about right. So he'll probably face a 4-game suspension where he'll be away from the team. But nah, the Patriots run like a well-oiled machine, and I really think if Robert Kraft disappeared for another year, they'd still run like a well-oiled machine.
Was we were trying to figure out, because Jim Irsay, he got punished by the league. Remember, it was. Let me look at it. 6-game suspension, $500,000 fine. That's what he got. Because what was it? Was his deal?
He had pills in his car.
Yeah,
he had
pills.
A bunch of money.
Yeah.
DUI.
Yeah, this is just. On, I mean, this is a misdemeanor prostitution. Yeah. But this is misdemeanor prostitution charge. Like I don't know how uncommon that is. I know the story is salacious.
What you trying to tell us, Hogman?
Oh, listen, I'm all for it. I'm not lying.
He's talking about on the sales side. He wants to sell his body.
He's like, I'm all for it.
I'm not lying, Omar. I am for legalized prostitution. I'm for legalized gambling. I'm for legalized marijuana. I don't even indulge in marijuana. I think adults are adults.
It.
Now, I will tell you this, there's a human trafficking element to this, which is disgusting, which is the story seems to be that the women that were brought there were brought here under false pretense. They thought they were leaving their country for legitimate jobs. They were forced into sexual servitude. That is disgusting. Obviously, no one's for that. And I hope they find out whoever's responsible for that and punishes them to the letter of the law, to whatever the extreme punishment could be. But the solicitation of prostitution, the misdemeanor
for those spots.
Oh, yeah. Everybody knows that, right?
The girls live there. They don't ever leave there.
That's like, the story. That they live there.
Do you think that that's healthy?
No.
And were you surprised? Because you're a South Florida dude. When I heard the story and how people were talking about it, I was like, why are people acting like this is a unicorn coming out of a cave? Like, people don't know this happens?
I have no idea, to be honest with you. I've traveled and I've seen them all across the country. I've seen them in San Fran. I've seen them, you know, no matter where you go, you see these Asian spots. Hell, they advertise in sports papers.
Yep.
Yes.
And probably radio stations.
I don't know. I know that used to be a huge category in the sports section. Really, I don't know if it still is anymore, but that was a huge category. I guess that's the clientele.
I honestly want to go to one of those spots, not for that stuff, but just to find out how good of a masseuse are they? Like, are they
really? That's what you're thinking about?
It's not massage envy, like,
interesting.
They were massage envy before massage envy.
Not well-trained.
No, but do you think when they go from Massage Envy to the Orchid in Jupiter, you think they're getting called up to the pros or they're getting sent down to single
man.
A? I think you're getting sent down to single A.
So these parlors are like single A and Massage Envy is like the pros. Right.
I'm thinking like Massage Envy is the heat and it's the Sioux Falls Sky Force is up in Jupiter.
you believe the girls have degrees?
I used to go to a massage spot. It actually did have an upstairs. But the girl that I went to, she had hands like oven, like catcher's mitt. Hands were like huge.
Wow.
I wouldn't want her touching my private.
And her name was Roger.
It's a big woman. What is it? Lisa Leslie?
That's the last person I want to touch. I don't know.
Let me get a couple of Dolphins questions here before we get sidetracked. A couple of Dolphins questions. Omar Kelly wrote in the Sun Sentinel how the Dolphins could end up with $90 million in cap space. How do you think that's the plan, by the way? They'd have to jettison like $70 million in contracts, right?
To get to 70, all they got to do is cut five people that everybody in the world knows they're going to cut. Devontae Parker, Ryan Tannehill. Don't necessarily know if they're going to cut Ryan Tannehill. I'm sure they'll go to the combine next week and try to trade him for two bubblegum sticks and some nickel. but it would benefit them to release him because they'll get $18 million in cap space. If they cut him, they'll only get $13 million in cap space. So Ryan Tannehill, Robert Quinn, Andre Branch, Devontae Parker, and Ted Larson, all of those will easily create $70 million in cap space already with what they've got. They've got 20 now projecting based on the cap carryover and what the cap is going to rise to. So it's easy to get 70. You got to make some tough decisions on safeties with TJ and Rashad. Rashad, truthfully speaking, is untouchable. There's nobody who's going to take Rashad unless you're trading for somebody else's bad contract. So, and I'm not saying Rashad is a bad contract. I'm just saying Rashad is making $13 million. Rashad might have the best contract in the entire NFL player-friendly-wise. So it's going to be hard for them to move him. TJ, I believe, is guaranteed $3 million to $5 million. So they have some tough decisions. Josh Sitton is another tough one. Do you want a 32-year-old Josh Sitton on your team? He's committed to $5 to $7 million based on bonuses. But he's got $2 million guaranteed, so Steve Ross will have to write him a check for $2 million. So some of these decisions are very easy, the ones I told you that get you to $70 million, and some of them are a little bit tougher.
And, but if they get that money, like I agree with you, I think they need to cut some of those old guys and get that money off the books. But do they have to be a player in free agency then? Because they got the money to go get a big-time guy.
They won't be a player in free agency.
With $70 million?
No. They what people don't understand is you get to carry that money over. So let's say they spend $30 million in free agency and keep $40 million. That $40 million carries over to next year. So you'll still have that $40 million to spend. So there's no rush or hurry to spend free agent money. But Chris Greer, the Dolphins general manager, has already said he doesn't believe in big spending. He would rather spend the money that Miami has spent on the Mike Wallaces and Carlos Dansbys and Ndamukong Suhs, giving them the highest contract at their position. He'd rather spend that on three different players. So you'll probably see the Dolphins be in the market for second-tier free agents, the Albert Wilsons, the Danny Amendolas of the world, as opposed to working to shooting for the big fish like Steve Ross tends to like to do.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel is with us. Are you going to the Combine?
No, I'm actually not going to the Combine. I really don't enjoy that experience, so my partner, Safid, is going. Combine is too many agents, too much handshaking, and you can't watch the prospects work out.
Would you suggest
I'd rather sit at home watching on TV?
Would you suggest Kyler Murray participate in the Combine, or would you suggest that he not, if you were advising him?
He's already just basically slapped them in the face and disrespected them. And basically said, we'll play this by my rules, which probably makes NFL teams uncomfortable. So it would probably benefit him to just throw and go run. But if you say you're going to save it to the pro day, that's fine. Because the combine truthfully has three purposes. And listen to me, all that stuff you see on TV is just for TV. That's not the purpose of the combine. The combine is for the medical checks, for teams to interview players and get to know them and get their background information, and then also for agents to tamper on free agency. That's all the combine is for. That whole on the field stuff, nah, nobody. That's just for fans. That's nobody sitting there, you know, clocking guys and saying, oh my God, he ran a 4.32 instead of a 4.42. We got to have him. That's not what the combine is for.
Yeah, we got in trouble with that with Jason Allen. Those damn numbers will get you, boy.
Hey, oh, yeah.
Oh, we talked about something a couple days ago, me and Hawk, and it was interesting to me where Brian Flores comes from a Bill Belichick. And you know the Patriots through, you know, his whole time here, they'll take chances on quote-unquote trouble players, the Ocho Cincos, mm-hmm. the Randy Mosses, the Josh Gordons. Is there a chance that Brian Flores brings that, you know, psychology or brings that philosophy down here that, hey, we could take a chance on a guy, low-money guy that had some problems off the field, but if he can help us win, he can help us win?
Yeah, you know what? The Patriots do that to patch up holes or misfitted players that like the Charles Harris's of the Dolphins. Yes, the Dolphins would never trade with New England, but yeah, actually they would because that's how the Dolphins got Leonte Carew. But it misfits guys that don't fit your scheme that are just like, this ain't working, and you move them just for nothing. Because the Patriots, when they make a trade, they make a discount. They get discounted everything. So discounted players, discounted trades. So they'll take a bust off your hands, view a scheme for him, and, you know, like a Danny Shelton who was a bust in Cleveland, have him in there as a nose tackle and see where it goes. But, you know, they really don't need him, so they don't really care if it works out or if it doesn't. Like, people don't understand. The Patriots have not drafted well for nearly a decade, with a few exceptions. What happens is they've got the core and the foundation there, and every year they just add pieces here and there. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. You know, they're so talented, they can overcome all that stuff.
Omar Kelly from the Sun Sentinel, always appreciate you making time, Omar. Have a great weekend.
All right, guys.
So, be careful up in Jupiter.
That whole thing. I need to learn how to identify the rub and tug spots, the regular massage spots.
Well, text Valero. He knows. All right, we'll see you, Omar.
That's Valero's second job.
Settle down, okay? Not funny.
And her name was Roger.
I'm Roger.
In the next segment, I have to play something for you. Speaking of kind of what you just asked Omar about going to get maybe a guy who's perceived as trouble or whatnot, you're not going to believe what Dan Patrick, and I don't know if Dolphins fans are going to love this or hate this, but you're not going to believe what Dan Patrick said on his radio show about the Dolphins. I'll play it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.